And it is not what kind of state, but whether to have a state or not that we ought to debate about. And ultimately, it is the bureaucracy we can keep up about ourselves that can go against the bureaucracy of the centralized system. And as power will always need the power to be defeated, the chain is broken by retaining our own human power. And the result of a society turned giant is the exponential power of catastrophes. And as the whole planet gets sick, the whole of nature, including humans, gets sick with it. And the one difference between the pyramid of yesterday and the pyramid of today is that the pyramid of today is a pyramid of pyramids. And not until we create, we can understand who really loves us and who really doesn't. And not the mountain commanding the sea, nor the sea the mountain, but both developing their own autonomy and be collaborative with one another. And to reduce slavery, we necessarily need to educate people against any form of hedonism. And we put up a most civilized attitude towards others only to become more vicious towards our own self. We experience drafts, we experience floods, we experience life. And what is considered catastrophic should be considered most natural under a regime of thought that doesn't tolerate any catastrophes. And it is either too pleasant or too unpleasant to walk where too many others have walked before us. And our voices tumble into a big chaos, losing contact with our inner voice and the universe connected to it. And only living according to nature, we can measure what is natural and what is not, and we ought to stay away from. And for every 1,000 miles we take, at least 100,000 should be the steps we make. And only in the unknown we discover that life was best before it was known. And like water, as we try to capture poetry, it runs off our hands, leaving only the feeling of it. And those who restart an ecology are not only there to fully run it, but are utterly alone to do so. And what we fight for the sake of the environment may be humans' only entry to get back in harmony with it. And the steer that technology causes can be exciting at first, but certainly neurotic in the long run. And there is no one great shot to be celebrated, but a multitude to be constantly looked after. And it is not about respecting by keeping out, but respecting by being a part of. And we ought to keep nature immense while containing our own self and consider the opposite most blaspheme. And it is by providing a centralized regime that we bypass the necessary selection to maintain a natural balance. And the more we are disconnected with the natural culture, the more we derail. And in the end, we ought to limit the way we telecommunicate in order to limit the power of the few over the many. And the bureaucratic system locks people up into rooms, keeping them seated, thinking there are no consequences. And of everything, in the end, we have to take the sides that are the least authoritarian. And the question truly is whether we should pity more people or the environment they destroy in their bourgeois configuration. And if one is doing something for the future, why should he or she brag so much about it in the present? We apply ourselves to our professions while in fact applying ourselves to the destruction of ourselves and of the planet. And only by recovering our unique way of communicating, we can recover our identity. And by now the equation seems to be that the more humanity wins, the more nature loses, and vice versa. And clearly what we need is the open landscape to be open-minded. And if we don't want authorities to perpetrate structural violence towards us, the question is really whether we should be violent in response. And only letting nature to be our aim in life, we can become a part of the universe. And if with teaching others we have to downscale, it is by challenging our own nature that we can upscale. And to be gentle with nature means to be part of it with all the cultural apparatus that derive by our interaction with her. And if the artificial environment is a very smooth path, suddenly getting blocked, nature is all time challenging, but always present a way to go forward. And the best situation really is when an authoritarian regime supports an anti-authoritarian agenda unawarely. And if we accept the organic structure without wanting to constantly perfect it by means of inorganic implementations, we can let the individuals themselves to perfect it. And one should find his or her own elements, respecting the elements that other people found, as long as they're not artificial. And in a reality entirely at work for a centralized power, and nature can only emerge when this power halts for sudden circumstances. And it is in an intimate containment of our human nature that sensibility for Mother Nature as a whole can be recovered. The problem in itself is not discrimination, but a centralized system making us compete and abuse one another. And there is no dialectic left, but only the hysteric whining of creatures and environments under one form of dominance. And the more we resist as non-collaborators, the more there is a chance the regime will wither. And we don't necessarily need to go to a remote nature, but the more we go remote within a nature, the more spectacular it gets. And as all that are vain end up in the same pool, vanity as a whole is doomed to wither. And all our prejudices should go against any lazy body enslaving all other bodies to make itself bigger. As much as we should leave nature alone, we should let humans be alone in nature. And at the same time, we ought to grow back into the wild while becoming supernatural. And back from our mystical journey, we discover that our enemy is no longer an individual, but a whole structural organization. And it is neither primitive nor civilized, but a combination of the two that ought to be sought, the one in the environment and the other in ourselves. And the beauty we inherit from our own landscape deteriorates with the deteriorating of the very landscape we come to abandon. And only too old we may think of retrieving our natural skills, but it is anyway too late. And anxiety is seeing the line from an angle in which it turns into a dot. And at every micro manifestation of the spring, there is a new hope, no matter how far we are in the macro manifestation of the winter. And to everyone, nature should be available, but not the unsustainable comfort we derive from it.